Thank you, Madam Chair. Minority communities in Africa continue to lag behind in development processes. In order for minorities to gain the same benefits as majorities, they need to be able to make their voices heard in decision-making processes. However, they continue to experience disempowerment and discrimination in the economic, social, and education spheres. The persistent poverty and exclusion faced by minorities start by childhood. Many minorities' children in Africa do not attend school regularly and experience high school dropout rates since they cannot afford the necessary school uniforms and scholastic materials, among other costs. Lack of adequate income makes it impossible for minorities to afford very expensive private schools concentrated in urban areas. Tuition fees for universities and colleges are also prohibitively high. Madam Chair, we all share the task of contributing to positive change in the status of minority communities in Africa. We cannot achieve this without fully enlisting the direct participation of minority communities by ensuring the necessary knowledge, engagement, and capacity among their members. MRG Africa calls upon governments to gather disaggregated data that accurately reflects the situation faced by minority groups regarding access to quality and affordable education. Develop inclusive and intercultural education curricula which ensure that all communities have an understanding of their marital cultural societies and that minority languages are also properly taught. We also call upon to construct more schools in areas populated by minorities and put in place girl child-friendly facilities accessible to persons with disabilities in order for all who belong to minority groups to have equal access to education. I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.